Let's try to do today's daf. Today's daf, Lamed Daled. We're on Lamed Daled. It's like 11 lines down by the Gufa. So Gufa, we're going to go back to discuss. We're in the middle of talking about all these machlokos between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I think the sugya came up also in Makos, this whole sugya. So Gufa, going back to talk about what we mentioned before. This is a Tamei she'achal b'sar kodesh lifnei zrika. So a person who's Tamei eats holy meat, it's kachim before the zrika. So everything's done. The meat still is lying there. They haven't done zrika yet, and someone whose tummy eats it. So Reish Lakish Amar Loka. Reish Lakish says that person who eats the meat gets malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Loka. Rabbi Yochanan says there is no malchus. Bless you. So Amar Abaye. So now the Gemara is going to discuss who's tummy here. So Amar Abaye. Machlokes betumas haguf. The machlokes here is whether or not you get malchus. It involves when the person who's eating it is tamei. That person is tamei, according to Reish Lakish, and he eats the kachim, according to, before Zerika. So according to Reish Lakish, you get malchus. According to Rav Yochanan, you don't get malchus. Ava betumas basar. But if the person is tahor, and he eats meat of a korban that became tamei, divrei hakol loke. Everyone agrees that in that instance you will get malchus, even before Zerika's dam. Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, the full Pasuk is in Vayikra, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yates, full Pasuk is, V'habasar sheyigah v'chol tamei, lo yechel ba'ish yisareif, V'habasar v'chol ta'or yochel basar. So you have basar sheyigah, and then you have basar again, the second basar. So V'habasar, the second basar, is l'rabos. So the Pasuk says, it's the basar that any person touches, basar sheyigah v'chol tamei, so the meat is tamei, lo yechel, should not be eaten, but ishus or if it should be burnt, and then it says v'habasar kol tahor yachal basar, and the meat every tahor should eat the meat. So v'habasar, the extraneous, the extra word v'habasar l'rabos eitzim v'ulavona. It comes to include if a person eats wood and frankincense that became tamei. The lab bnei achilin inu. You would thought that you wouldn't have any issue because these things are not edible items. V'afilu hachi, nevertheless, rabinu kra. The pasuk adds them to tell you that you're chayav malchus for eating them. So if so, that you're chayav for eating eitzim and levona, which are not edible, the limud seems to be, then also basar before zrika is no worse than eitzim and levona, even though it's not mutter to eat, because meat before zrika is not mutter to eat, just like eitzim and levona are not edible items. So if you're going to get malchus for eating eitzim and levona, right? So you can also get malchus on eating basar that became tamei before zrika.
I think you just answered it, but just to clarify, if you are tahor and the meat is tahor and you eat it before zrika, what's the consequence? That's obviously not mutter, but do you not get malchus for that?
I don't know. It's not right here, I don't know.
Right.
Okay, I don't know. The Rabba Amar, Rava says, machlokes betuma saguf. Rava says, no. The machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan revolves around the case where the person eating the basar, the person himself is tamei, who is eating the meat before zrika. Right? It's a person that's tamei, betuma saguf. Aval, however, betumas basar, when the meat itself is tamei, so therefore you have a tahor person eating meat of a korban that became tamei even before zrika, divrei kol eino loke. You don't get malchus. Just because there's no malchus doesn't mean it's permitted. But they're saying here there's eino loke. My timer. What's the reason why you do not get malchus in this case? Kavan de lo karinan bay v'tumaso ala v'nichrosa lo karinan bay v'habasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yeichal. What's the reason why? He says before there's a pasuk. The pasuk about the punishment is v'hanefesh shetochal basar, the soul that eats the meat mizevach hashlamim l'Hashem v'tumas olav v'nichrusa. So that, where's the karis over there? It's talking about v'hanefesh shetochal basar mizevach hashlamim. That's the next pasuk, that's pasuk chaf, right? So in pasuk chaf it says v'hanefesh shetochal basar mizevach hashlamim l'Hashem v'tumaso olav v'nichrusa nefesh ahimei ameah lo karminon be, since it's not in that, because the Torah makes and then it says v'basar sheyiva b'chol tamei lo yechal. The Torah connects the two. That it says that someone who eats basar tamei to the first pasuk is talking about somebody who himself is tamei. So that says you get kares. And the next pasuk says v'habashar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yechal. Then the meat that becomes tamei, there's a lot. You would get malchus. So what meat is that? So he says the Torah connects the two. And since the first pasuk is talking about a full-fledged korban, the two masa olam, because it's talking about basar shlamim, so that means it's after zrika, because it's a full-fledged shlamim. So therefore, the second case also, where you're talking about the basar shayiga b'chol tamei le'yachal, about tamei meat, that has to be only that's talking about if it's after zrika. So, but before zrika, it doesn't come into it doesn't qualify as basar shayiga b'chol tamei le'yachal, and therefore you won't get malchus. Because the machlokas is before zrika, and the pasuk that tells me that you do get malchus is talking about the case of after zrika. That's what he says. The Gemara says, "Ah, halam amar, how can you say that if you do not get malchus for eating the tamei korban before zrika? Didn't we just say v'habasar in an extra the word v'habasar in the pasuk?" Says Larabos Eitzim Lavona, that comes to include that you would get Malkos for eating Eitzim and Lavona, and eating Eitzim and Lavona should be no better, because it's not edible, should be no better than eating the meat before Zrika, which is also not edible. That was the limit that we made, to learn after you do get Malkos. He says, no, Hachab Mayaskina, when it comes to Eitzim and Lavona, it's Kigon Chekichu Bekli, Dinasa Kemisha Karvu Komatira. Somehow, the Eitzim and Lavona were put into a Kli Sharis, somehow they became Kadosh in a Kli Sharis, and that's considered Karvu Matirov. Anything that makes the it's complete. Karv Kol Matirov in our instance would be you throw the blood. So by regular Karvon, Karv Kol Matirov means the blood is thrown, everything is done. I mean the process gets completed. So the case by the Eitzim Levon is talking about a case where the process was completed. And how does that translate into an animal? Talking about where the blood was thrown. So don't compare Eitzim Levona to a case of before the Zrika. We're talking about Eitzim Levona that were put into a Klisharet, so it's similar to a case of Basar after Zrika. And that's why you would get Malkos. Right? Hacha b'mayaskinon, yotche kitchu b'kli, dinasa kemisha karvu kol matirim, d'tnan, if a Mishnah mi'ila, that says kol, meaning every karbon, sheyesh lo matirim, that is something that permits it to be eaten, and you, right? Misha karvu matirov, that's when you're chayiv, I guess. That's when you chayiv kares. The kol she'ein lo matirim, right? Anything that doesn't have a matir, meaning it does nothing that will permit it to be eaten. So when does it rise to the level? And if you do eat it, when does it rise to the level of getting kares? That's misha kadosh b'kli. If it's put into a kli sharis. So there's no limud out according to this. There's no limud out from habasar. So it's a machlokus is what the machlokus between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan is. According to Abaye, the machlokus is when the person is tamei, but if the meat is tamei, everyone agreed to get malchus. According to Rava, the machlokus is only when you're tamei as to whether or not you get malchus. But if the meat is tamei, again this is before zrika, then everybody will agree that you do not get malchus. That's just the machlokus of what the machlokus is. Okay, itmar. There's going to be another din where there's a machlokus in Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. Itmar, hamale. So a person puts onto Mizbeach a non-kosher animal, like horses or camels. He puts on a non-kosher animal, he puts on the Mizbeach. Reish Lakish Amar Loke. Reish Lakish says you do that, you violate the law, you get Malkos. Rav Yochanan Amar Ein Loke. Rav Yochanan says you do not get Malkos. What's the Machlokas? Reish Lakish Amar Loke, he says you get Loke. But why do you get Malkos? It's Tahora in Tamei Olo. The Pasuk says, second Pasuk in Vayikra, talks about which animals go on the Mizbeach. It says, Min HaBehema, Min HaBakar, Min HaTzon, Takribas Korbanchem, which is a list of kosher animals. So, Tahora in, it says, what goes on the Mizbeach? Only kosher animals go on the Mizbeach. Tamei Olo, non-kosher animals do not go on the Mizbeach. And that's what, so it's a lav, Haba Mechlal Asei. You're deducing the lav from the Asei. The Asei tells you what you may put on the Mizbeach, and you deduce what you may not put on the Mizbeach. So there's a lav. But it's not an explicit lav. It doesn't say, do not put a camel on the Mizbeach. You only deduce it from the fact that what the Torah permits you to put on the Mizbeach. So the question is, when you have a lav that's deduced from an asei, halav, mechlal asei, does it get the dinim of a lav? If it gets the dinim of a lav, it's a regular lav, you get malchus, like a lav. If it doesn't get the dinim of a lav, then it's still usur, but you won't get malchus, because you only get malchus for a lav. Okay, so that's how Reish Lakish is going to learn. Reish Lakish is going to say, lav haba mechlala say, sorry, he says, tohorid, tumeilo, lav haba mechlala say, it's a lav that's seduced from a say, lokin lav, and you get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain lokin lav. He says, Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't get malchus, why? Because lav haba mechlala say, ain lokin lav. Because a lav that's only learned out from a deduction from an essay doesn't have all the status of a regular lav. I wonder if that's in Nafkaminas also, if you can do a say do chelosa say, if it's really a lav or not. So therefore, Rav Yochanan's essay, you cannot get malchus. Yes, it's usser, but there's no chi of malchus because it's not a regularly listed lav. You only get the lav as a deduction from what you are permitted to do.
Is this different from kosher animal with a mum, wouldn't that be the same?
I mean, it's a different issue. You have to see whether you get malchus for that also. Okay. So, Masiv Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Yirmiyah says, wait a second, the pasuk says, there's a pasuk that talks about the idea that it's usur to eat a non-kosher animal. Right? The Torah says, kol mafreses parsa, bishosha shesa, prasos, males geira behemo, osot tochelu. Only these kosher animals, these signs, you may eat. And we say from here, Ososo chelu v'lo behema tmeya, and not a behema tmeya. V'lav haba mechlal asei. And we say a lav that comes out from asei is an isra asei. I mean, there's no malchus. Here it says explicitly, I guess he's quoting a brisa, he says explicitly that a lav haba mechlal asei gets the status of an asei. If it gets the status of asei, there's no malchus. So how do you, Reish Lakish, learn out that if you put the sus on the mizbeach, you'll get malchus if it's a lav haba mechlal asei? So Amar Lei, Rav Yaakov, Rav Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa. So Rav Yaakov answers Rav Yirmiyah and says, Azbralach, let me explain this to you. So he says, really, be'evrei behema tmeya kule ama lo pligi. When it comes to offering up a non-kosher animal, both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish do not argue. They both agree that it's just an assay, and you don't get malchus, because a lav of amachal assay is assay. Ki pligi, where's the machlokas? Bechaya. The machlokas here is when you offer up a kosher chaya, meaning like a tzvi, or a kosher chaya. The only thing that goes on the mizbeach are behemos. Chayos do not go on the mizbeach. There are animals that are chayos that are kosher. So they're not. So he changes the whole thing. The machlokas is not about a non-kosher animal. A non-kosher animal, yes, it's usur, but you do not get malchus because you learn it out as a lav of amachal asay. What's their machlokas? Their machlokas is whether or not you get malchus if you put a chaya onto the mizbeach. V'hachi itmar. And this is how you learned it. Someone who's makriv a kosher chaya on the mizbeach, Rav Yochanan Omer Amar Over Bar Asay, you violate an asay and therefore no malchus. Reish Lakish Amar Eino Over Below Klum. There's no violation whatsoever. That's a wild shita. According to this, Reish Lakish says, if I put a chaya on the mizbeach, they don't do anything wrong. The Torah doesn't list it, but why not? Rav Yochanan Amar Over Brasei. Rav Yochanan says you violate say because the pasuk says, again, it's the same pasuk. It's Adam Ki Yakri Mikem Korban Hashem Mina Behema Mina Bakar Mina Tzon Takrivas Korban Chen. So it's behema, and then the categories of behema of bakar v'tzon. Behema in, chaya lo. That tells you what you can put in, what you cannot. So you're not allowed to put a chaya on, but it's a lav of amachal say, so you don't get malchus. Reish Lakish Amar eino over lov klum hahulav mitzvah. That's only the chachila, the Torah is listing what you're supposed to put a behema on. But b'di'evit, if you put on a chaya, it'll be okay, no violation. Which is interesting, shita. So,
are you supposed to own the animal that you're bringing?
Yeah, so?
So how can we own the wild animal?
You bought it. You own it. You grab it. You trap it.
Yeah, if you have a flock of deer, then
that's yours. Masiv Rava. So Rava asked the following question, right? Because they ask on. Now we're going to ask on Reish Lakish on this shita. We just asked on Reish Lakish last time. Reish Lakish last time said there's no malchus if you put a non-kosher animal on this beach, and there is malchus if you put a non-kosher animal on this beach. We said, how can it be? It's lava b'machala say. Now we changed it, we said, no, he's talking, the machlokas is something totally different. It's talking about whether you're putting a chaya on the mizbeach, a kosher chaya. So Masiv Rava, so Rava asks, Ilu Nemar Karban Lahashem Behema, had it just the Torah written, Karban Lahashem Behema, right? And it didn't say afterwards, Bakar Batzon, to list it. So Aisa Omer Chaya B'chlal Behema. Sometimes a chaya is included in the Behema, it just talks about animals. And therefore, it would include chayim, you'd be right. However, Ke'inyan Shenemar, similar it says elsewhere, Zosa Behema Sher Tochelu, Shor, Se, Ksavim, Se, Izim, Ayel Tzvi. So you see that sometimes Ayel and Tzvi is chayos are listed amongst Behema. But here, it says Tamloma Bakar Betzon. It says Dafka Bakar Betzon, which are subcategories only of Behemos. So therefore, Bakar Betzon Amar to the Chavlo Chaya. The Torah is specifically telling you, only Bakar Betzon, which are Behemos, can be go on the Mizbeach, not Chayos. Right? So Yachol, right, she says, Tamaloma Bakar Betzon. Bakar Betzon Amar to the Chavlo Chaya. Yachol, maybe you would think this is Lechachila, Lo Yavi, that you shouldn't be Makar V'chaya, Vim Hevi Kasher, but if you did in the end, it would be Kasher. Hal, so he says, no, Halamaz Adome, what's this similar to? The Talmud Sha'amalo Rabo, to a Talmud whose Rebbe said to him, Havei lichitim, bring me wheat. Vehevi lo chitim esorim. This is what you would have thought. And he brought him wheat and barley. She'eno kima'avir al dvarav. Eno kima'avir al dvarav. Elamosif al dvarav. It's not that he's violating, he's adding. It's not that he's violating by bringing the chaya, he's adding. Yeah, but he didn't bring a behemah and a chaya. You know, he's bringing a chaya, I don't understand the mashal. The mashal is, the Rebbe tells you to bring wheat, and you brought wheat and barley. The wheat and barley. The nimshal is, the Rebbe tells you to bring a behemah, and you brought a chaya. The nimshal should be you brought a behemah and a chaya, that a chaya should only be kosher if it came along with the behemah. So I don't understand how the metaphor works. Okay, so he says, well, Tosos, I think, asked that question. He says, Afo pisha enzim mevi elachai levada. I mean, it doesn't work. So he says, therefore it says, Tamalomar, the Pasuk says, Bakar Vitzon. It says, Bakar and Tzon, which is Bakar Vitzon, Amati Luchav Elochaya. Halamaz Adoma, what is this really similar to? It's a Talmud, Sha'amar Lurabo, Al Tavi Elachitin. It's like a Talmud whose Rebbe said to him, don't bring me anything other than wheat. Vehevi lo chitin v'sorin. He brought him chitin v'sorin. In that case, he violated the Rebbe's words. The Rebbe said, don't bring me anything other than wheat. And he brought wheat and barley. She'enu mosif al-dvarav. You're not adding to what he wanted. Rather, el-kemavi al-dvarav. You're violating what he said, and therefore, it's pasul. You bring a chaya on the behemoth, it's pasul. Tiyufta the Reish Lakish, tiyufta. That becomes a strong reputation of Reish Lakish. I'm not sure why it's tiyufta the Reish Lakish, because it's not like, it's not, Reish Lakish didn't, it was, Reish Lakish didn't say that. It was Rav Yaakov bar Yir. Rav Yaakov says to Rav Yirmiya, this is what I think Reish Lakish said. So maybe it's a tiyufta on the interpretation of Rav Yaakov of what Reish Lakish, it was not an Omer Reish Lakish, the second piece. The second piece, we had a kasha on Reish, maybe that's what it is. We had a kasha on Reish Lakish the first way, Rav Yaakov came to give another explanation, and then we asked an explanation. So both explanations of Reish Lakish are rejected, so maybe it is a tiyufta on Reish, whatever Reish Lakish holds, it would be a tiyufta. I don't know, maybe, sure. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah was Vikulon Shekiblu, meaning anyone who is Mekabel the blood. What was the case? Vikulon Shekiblu? Is it Chutz Lazmano, Chutz Lamkomo, right? Vikulon Shekiblu as Adam Chutz Lazmano, Chutz Lamkomo, Imish Dama Nefesh, Yachir, or Kashav Yikabel. I guess all these non kosher people, if they were Mekabel the blood, even if they had kavan of chutz asman or chutz amkomo, that doesn't have an impact on the karban. So if there's more blood left in the tzavar of the behema, they can go back and they can collect the blood. Question I have on all these things about going back and collecting. Didn't we learn somewhere that says that the halacha is you're supposed to collect all the blood at once when it's shechted?
We said that if it drops onto the floor,
you can collect it.
You can collect it.
I understand that. So that case I get. But how are you going? You did everything. You're up to the zrika and you're going back to the behema. I understand that, but the halacha was you're supposed to not leave the behemoth until you collected all the blood.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we learned that a few days ago. I think on Daf Yud Tes.
Stay there with living drugs.
That's what it said. The way it said that everything. I don't know. Maybe okay. It was too much. I think we got lucky. I don't know. So by minei Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. So Reish Lakish asks Rav Yochanan the following question: Pasul. So someone who's pasul to the Udi Avoda, and therefore he has no impact on the Kabbalah of Saddam. But nevertheless, he throws the blood on the Mizbeach. Mahu siyaase shirayim. Does he make the blood shirayim, the leftover blood shirayim? Shirayim means that it is this idea that once the blood hits the Mizbeach, it hits the Mizbeach and that's it, it's done. So even though it was a pusle, it impacts and you can't take the shirayim means leftovers and the rest of the blood is out. Like shirayim dam is always poured at the bottom of the Mizbeach. Rashi says, Mishu pusle taprashi. Mishu pusle avoda. Right? Mahu siyaase shirayim. Right, in kibel v'zorak, if he was zorak the blood, mahu sheyakshar akasher v'yikabel v'yizrok v'yikasher akarbon. Could a kasher go back, get more blood, throw that blood, and make the carbon kasher? Can you kasherize it? Mi arminan kevud the zarek pasul shavi the dam shavet savar shirayim. Do we say that if the pasul throws the blood, it makes the rest of the blood shirayim, meaning it's no longer kasher to be used? Vesulo mi mechse the zrika can no longer be thrown. O dilma lo alima zrika's pasul the shavi the dam shavet savar heim shirayim. Or does the zrika of the zrika of the pasul have no impact? Remember, when we learned the Mishnah, so Rashi had to learn the Mishnah two ways. Rashi had to say that he had to learn the Mishnah even if you say that it osa shirayim, or if you say that it doesn't osa shirayim, then he learned over there that the zrika was done. If you said it was osa shirayim, how do you go back and get more? They said that case was where he threw it not at the right place. And he threw it to the right place. It wasn't good as Rika, and that kind of the whole thing of Mekomo, Kalatkim, Komo, and all that stuff. So, Boy Menei Reish Lakhan Rav Yochanan, Pasu Mayu Shiyasu Lu Shirayim. So, Amar Lei, Reish Lakhan Rav Yochanan responds, Ein Osa Shirayim, El Chutz Lazmano, the Chutz Lim Komo, Hoel Umaratza the Pigulo. The only thing that makes the leftover blood Shirayim is if the carbon is shechted by a kosher person with the mindset of Chutz Lazmano, Chutz Lim Komo. Because then because since when you throw that blood, the idea of because pigul chutzes man chutzem komo is if it's a kosher carbon other than the pigul, so everything is so creates the pigul instead of creating a kosher carbon, it creates the pigul. So since it has impact there, that's what osa shirayim. But any place else where a pasul does it, it doesn't have an impact of shirayim. That's what we said in our case also. It was a famous mishnah. The mishnah said. Shekibu was dam chutz lazmano. Right, the only thing that does it is, right, we have all those cases where he goes back to you go back and do it again. So he says that there's eino osha shirayim, ein osha shirayim, elazrika chutz lazmano chutzim komo hol maratz lepigulo. Okay, so the idea is that the zrika of the pasul has no impact on the animal, even though blood went on the mizbeach, and you can go back if there's left over, a kasher can go back, recollect new blood, and then throw that blood on mizbeach. And make the korban kosher. So now the Gemara brings another nusach in the suffix of Reish Lakish, probably because it's Rav Yochanan's answer is pretty. That, the previous question is based on the Mishnah, so maybe that's why they're asking another way. So Rav Zin Masni Hachi, Boi Minei Reish Lakish Mi Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks Rav Yochanan, Kos Pasul Mahu Sheyaseh Shirayim. Let's say you collected the blood, and you put, and now that cup of blood becomes pasul. An example would be. Some reason you took that cup of blood and you brought it outside the base of Mikdash. Now you have a kos blood that is pasul. So mahu, so now this, the blood in here is pasul. The blood becomes pasul. And now you throw it onto the mizbeach. Mahu sayashe shirayim. Does that create shirayim for what's left in the animal? Or can you say that? Just ignore that and go collect more blood and shaft it. It must be done really quickly that it went out and there's more blood left over from the animal. So Amar Lei, so Rav Yochanan says, Pasul Gufe Masvilach. He says, he basically, Rav Yochanan says, the halacha of the blood becoming pasul is the same thing as the halacha of the person who's pasul throwing the blood. So whatever is good for the goose is good for the gander. Whatever is good for one is good for the other. If one is pasul, the other, if one makes shirayim, the other makes shirayim. If one doesn't make shirayim, the other one doesn't make shirayim. So Amar Lei, Pasul Gufe Masvilach. E pasul, if you say that a pasul person who throws the blood, right, e pasul mashve shirayim, you know, disqualifies all the other blood and makes it shirayim. So kos pasul nami mashve shirayim, and the kos pasul will also make the other blood shirayim. The e pasul lo mashve shirayim, and if a person like me or not a pasul kohen throws the blood, it has no impact on the leftover blood. It's del the meima. So kos pasul nami lo mashve shirayim. A kos pasul will also not make shirayim. So whatever halach is for one, halach is for other. That's not that. So that's probably not going to be the question either. But that's the same answer Rav Yochanan gave. That's Arishna. If it, we said that it doesn't, we said that a pasul does not make shirayim, so the kos pasul also doesn't make shirayim. If you have the time and the ability, you go back, collect more blood, and you throw it on the mizbeach. So Rav Yirmiyahu midifti masnei hachi. Now this is how he learned the suffix of Reish Lakish, the suffix. So not only is it not a suffix of talking about a kos pasul or a person pasul throwing the blood, it's not a machlok, it's not a shaila from Reish Lakish to Rav Yochanan. It's a shaila of Abaye to Rabba. So bayi minhei Abaye to Rabba. Kos. Mahu sheyase es chaveru dochoi. So somehow it seems Shirayim. You have a kos, one kos, I think the idea is that you have, let's say you have a korban chatos. A korban chatos has to be sprinkled on the four corners, right? It has to be sprinkled on the four corners. You collected the blood in two cups. Okay, you collected the blood in two cups, and I guess what you did, I guess you sprinkled from one cup. Mao shiyase es chavero dochoi o shirayim. And that's what it is, right? That's what Rashi says. So he collects the blood in two cups. He then takes one cup and does all the sprinkling. It's all done. He uses up all the blood from cup A. Now he has blood in cup B. What is the status of the blood in cup B? Is the status of the blood in cup B shirayim? And if it's shirayim, you pour it keneged hayisod. You pour it on the mizbeach, just on the bottom. Or is it now dichoy? It's literally pushed away, and therefore it's blood that doesn't go in the mizbeach, and you pour it into the ama. You basically pour it into the sewer system that's in the base of Mikdash. That's the machlokas. So Amalei, so Rabbah says back to Abaye, plukta the Rav Elazar k'Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan. This is a machlokas tanoim between Rav Elazar and Rabbanan. The Tanya, because we have a brisa. Lemala hu omer, meaning one pasuk, which this pasuk is talking about the nasi who did a sin and brings a chatos. Lemala hu omer, the pasuk says, v'lakakakom emidam v'chatos v'zovan anakom v'sbeach v'ola v'ez damo yishpoch. It's blood you spill on the yisod, on the foundation of the basin of Zbeach. It says damo, it doesn't say kol damo. But lamata, later on, the pasuk talks about the korban, the chatos yachid, it says that et kol damo yishpoch, and all of its blood you shall pour on the yisod of Mizbeach. So minayin lechata, so how do we know, so Bryce is continuing, of a chata, shekibo damo be'arba'a kosos. Instead of collecting the blood of the chatos in one cup, you collected, I guess, in four kosos. I guess you could use each cup for one zrika, right? Because the chatos has to be on the four corners. So he says, minayin lechatos shekibel damar ba'abra kosos v'natan matana achas mizeh u'matana achas mizeh. That you did one sprinkling from one cup, two from one another from the second, the third and fourth. Shekulan, all the blood that's left over in the cups nishpachin liyisod. They're all poured onto the Yisod, which means they're Shirayim, which is a higher level. They're all poured onto the Yisod. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says by the Chatas, the es kol dama yishpoch. All of its blood should be poured onto the Yisod. So even in this case, with this leftover blood in the other kosos, it's poured on the Yisod. Yachal, you might think, nasan arba matanos mikos echad, yukula nishpoch in the Yisod. You would think, oh, what if I had collected all four cups, and I did all four zrikos with one cup? So you would think then the other three should also be poured onto the Yisod. Talmud Lomar, the other pasuk says, as damo, some of its blood goes on the Yisod, not all of it. Haketzad, who nishbach the Yisod, vehe nishbach in la'ama. The leftover blood in the cup that was used for the Zrika gets poured on the Yisod, and all the blood in the other three cups gets poured into the sewer system, into the Amma, into the stream. That's the Tanakama. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, no, minayin lechatos shekibo damo v'abri kosos, v'nasan abri matos b'kok echad shekulam nishbach in Yisod, Talmud Lomar, v'ez damo yishbach. You pour the blood out onto the Zbeach. So the machlokas would be here. You have four cups. You collected the blood of the chatos in four cups, and you only used one cup for the zrika. What happens to the blood left over in the other three cups? Tanakama says you pour that onto the ama. It's dichoy. And Rav Elazar says no. It's shirayim. It gets poured onto the yisod. So that would answer that Abaye's question to Rabbah, which was a kos. What does it do for its friend? Machlokas. It's a machlokas. The Gemara then says, how does Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon say that if there's left over in the other three cups, they get poured onto the yisod? Haksiv as damo yishpoch. You only pour out its blood. So you pour out its blood into the mizbeach, meaning the blood in the other cups should only be poured into the sewer, into the ama. So Amar Rav Ashi, hahu limeute shirayim shebitzavar behema. No, that pasuk is coming to exclude, to tell you that the only blood that's put on the mizbeach is the blood that's in the cups, not any blood that's left over in the neck of the animal. Meaning, if you threw the blood, and it turns out there's more blood coming out of the animal, that blood in the animal still does not go on the yisod. You collect that blood and you pour it out into the stream, and it sends out, it goes out into the sewer. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said, Kibel HaKosher B'Nasal L'Apostle. The Mishnah gave basically three cases where the Kabbalah Saddam happened in Kashrus, then it became Pasal, and how to fix it. First, the case was Kibel HaKohen Kosher, the Kohen Kosher was Kabbalah Saddam, and gave it to somebody who was Pasal. The next case was he collected it in his right hand, and then he moved it over to his left hand. And the next case was he collected it in a Kli Kodesh, and he ended up putting it to a Kli Chol. So in all those cases, the Gemara said that the blood is not Pasal. Rather, just fix it. Give it back to a Kosher Kohen, put it back in your right hand, or put it back into the Kli. So the Gemara is going to ask now, why do I need all three cases? Utsricha, I need all three cases. D. Ashmi Inon Pasal had just had the case of where it was given over from the Kohen Kosher to Kohen Pasal. Havamina, I would have thought, my pasul, what pasul are we talking about? We're talking about a tame. What else? What other pasul do you have in the kohen? I mean, you do have. But he says, what are we talking about? A tame. And therefore, the chazi lavodas tzibur. Since the kohen tame, theoretically, in one instance, could be kosher for the avoda, that's when everybody is tame, tumah hotshu b'tzibur. So you think only in that case you can fix it. Because it's not. It doesn't rise to such a level of being such a bad thing. Because it's only talking about a kohen tame. Kohen tame, in certain instances, is good for the avoda. So in that, only if you give it over to a kohen tame, can you fix it by giving it back to the kohen kosher. But aval small, lo. But if the kohen puts it to his left hand, that would get rid of everything. Meaning the small would be more chumer than giving it over to a kohen tame. The Yashmin and Smol, and had it just said the case of where the Kohen took it from his right and put it into his left hand, in that case you could fix it and put it back to the right hand. That would be because we do find a place in the Avoda where left hand is kosher. Where is that? The Isla Hekshera be Yom HaKippurim. And the Yom Kippur, when they're bringing the coals into the Kosher Kachim, he's carrying some of the stuff with his left hand. So you see that since left hand is not as so chamor, because there is an instance where left hand is kosher, so maybe that's the case. Where the Mishnah says you can rectify if the blood is given over to it in the left hand. Aval klichol lo. But if you put it into a klichol, that would pasul and you can't fix it. Therefore, v'iyashmin, also just say klichol. V'iyashmin, in the case of the klichol, mishum l'chazel l'kudshinu. No, klichol is not such a big deal, because klichol is just missing a step. Make it kadosh. Sanctify the kli. Not talking about a broken kli, talking about a kli chol. So sanctify the kli. So maybe that's the case where you can rectify it. But the other cases, you would not be able to rectify it. Aval hanaf, emelo, tricha. Therefore, you need all three cases to tell you that in all three cases, if you give it to a kohen tamei, you give it back to a kohen kosher. If you put it in the left hand, you put it back in the right hand. If you put it in a kli chol, you can put it back into a kli kodesh. Okay. So the Gemara then says, this fundamentally, why isn't the blood become tamei? Lahave le dochoi. The blood should become dichoy, meaning blood should be pushed off. And we asked this question earlier, I think on your dalet. There we answered. Like Tosas points it out. He says tamei nusal psul mabikach masa istibahu. Right, we learned that the case was he just didn't move. Right, the guy didn't. Who said he didn't avoda with it? He didn't move. Okay, so he says l'havi le dichoy. What does dichoy mean? Dichoy means you're pushing the blood off. Once you push the blood off, it's no good anymore. L'havi dichoy. That blood itself is no good anymore. Right, Rashi says n'havi dichoy. Why do you have a way to fix it? You messed up with the blood. It's pushed off. Why can you fix it? So Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi, Hacham Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti, he appears a few times in the daf, Mishmei Derava, Hamani, and Mishnah is going according to whose Shita? It's Chanan HaMitzriyu. It goes according to the Shita of Chanan HaMitzri, the Lesle Duchuyin. He doesn't hold of Dichoy. The Tanya Chanana Mitzri Omer Afilu Dam because maybe Chaveiru Mazavik Lo. Even if the blood is in the cup, you can bring its friend and make it a pair. What's that case? That case is talking about the Sa'ir Mishdaleach and the Sa'ir that goes on the Mizbeach in Yom Kippur. So if you look at Rashi, he explains it. Rashi says Vafilu Dam. So he says Sa'ir Anasa Bifnim because so we shechted the carbon that goes inside, and we have the blood in the kos. Umesa mishdaleach, and the sire that's supposed to go to outside, it dies. Lo nitche hadam, according to Rav Chanan Mitzri, the blood right now does not become pushed off. You can use it. Elamevi sar achir mizavig lahadam v'kasher hadam l'masnosav v'zei yishdaleach. Just bring another animal that's going to be the sire mishdaleach. Right? It's a machlokas in Yoma. The idea is that you. When you are makriv of the inner korban, the other sayer has to be extant. That they're a team. If one's gone, the other's gone. So at what point, if one dies, does it? You have to bring a new one. So let's continue reading Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'loshem afilu d'nakut mishum d'shloshem machlokas medaber." He says afilu because there's a three-way machlokas there. Ikloman the amra afilu balichay nidchem. There's one the amra says that even though balichay is nidchem, meaning the two of them are standing right there, one drops dead. You can't use the second one. You got to bring another. Right, you bring another pair. The katani im mishehigro meis echamehen yovishnai v'yagro leim kibat chilav anishar yidcha. He says if the two of them are standing there, one drops dead, then the one that's alive is nidcha. It's pushed away. You got to bring another two. That's from Mishita number one. The ikulman the amar maybe chaveru shelo b'hagrola the balechayim ein nidchim v'hagrola lo ma'akva al dam b'kos v'meis hamishtaleich yishmo chadam d'shkutin nidchim vein chozim v'nirin. So the second sheet basically is, no, if one animal drops dead when the other one's alive, that's not decoy, just bring another one to pair up. His case is that if you shechted the animal, you have the blood in the cup, and then animal B dies, then the blood is pushed off, then you have to bring another pair. Comes Chanan and Mitzri and tell me there's no decoy. Even if the blood's in the cup, and the second animal dies, who cares, just bring another one. So you see here that Chanan and Mitzri is the one who doesn't hold up decoy, so he's the author of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that the blood that was in the right hand, put in the left hand, you can fix it because there's no dichoy. It goes like Chalon HaMitzri, right? Rav Ashi says, no, Rashi Amar, kol shebiyodo lo habe dichoy. He says, no. Everyone holds the concept of dichoy. Here it doesn't come to become dichoy, because kol shebiyodo, anything that's within your hands, within your power to make kosher, doesn't have dichoy. So even the people who would disagree with Chalon HaMitzri would agree here. Because, I guess, how does it work over here? Kosher b'yodo, Rashi says, l'taken l'hachzir, ki hanach demasnisin. You can fix it. Since it's capable of being rectified, it's within your power to rectify it, that's not considered decoy. So it's very simple here. Just put it into your right hand. Just give it back to a kosher. Put it into a kosher kli. If it's in your power to rectify it, even the people who would hold dichoy, who argue with Chanan and Mitzri, wouldn't argue here. So that's why it's not dichoy in our case. So Amar Rav Shaya Kavaseid Rav Ashi Mistabra, the Shita of Rav Ashi makes sense, which means Rav Ashi limits it. It says it's not the first answer says that our Mishnah is only going according to one Shita. Rav Ashi's answer says it goes according to all the Shitas. So that's a better answer. And he also says why. Why is a better answer? Amar Rav Shaya Kavaseid Rav Ashi Mistabra, Man Shamas the Isle Dichoyin. Who is the Shita that holds that there is the concept of dichoy? Once something's pushed away, it can't come back to become kosher. It's Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanan, because we have the Mishnah over there. Ba'olam Rabbi Yehuda, Nishbach Adam, Yomas HaMishtaleach. Meis HaMishtaleach, Yishbach Adam. He basically says, if the blood spills out, you get rid of the Mishtaleach, in Yom Kippur. If the it's the case, Nishbach Adam, Yomas HaMishtaleach. You just let it graze and you get a pair. If the Mishaleach dies, then Yishbach Adam, they have to pour out the blood. He holds of Dichoy. B'shamin Alei, so number one, Rav Yehuda holds of Dichoy. Number two, B'shamin Alei, we have another idea from Rav Yehuda, the Amar Kol Shebiyodo Lo Habe Dichoy. He is the one who also says that if you can rectify the situation, you don't have Dichoy. So he's the one who holds of Dichoy, but he also holds that Kol Shebiyodo Ein Ob Dichoy. So the Tanya, so that would be our Mishnah. Our Mishnah would be somebody, even if you hold a dichoy, you can say in our case, since you can rectify it, it's not pushed off. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kos Echad Hayim Mala Bidamat Haroves, Vizorko Zrika Achas Kenegad Yisod. Shema Minah, Kos Shabiyod Lava Dichoy Shema Minah. The case over there is, wild case. The case over there is that at the end of the day on Pesach, they would scoop up blood from the floor and sprinkle that blood on the Mizbeach, to kasher all the korban and pesach just in case, that's what they did, right? He says,
whole mixed up mess.
He says midama tarova shel psachim zork rizvika achas like pesach kineged hayisod lafuk kerei drovas rovim kaman, right? And he says that's how you would do it. So in other words, all this blood that I guess they was in. Mara's going to go through to figure out how it was, but all this blood that was not used as a zrika, so you think it's pushed off, Yehuda says, just take from the mixture, sprinkle it on the mizbeach, you see that, since it's biyod l'takin, you can fix it by sprinkling it, it's not considered dichoy. So you combine the two things together, Rabbi Yehuda holds of a concept of dichoy, but he also holds of kol shebiyodo, is not considered dichoy, so therefore, the same thing in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is not going according to the case only of the person who holds that that there is no such thing as decoy. Even if you hold a decoy, you could say that in our case, since you can fix it, it's not a case of decoy anymore. So our case is going to call a shitos. That's why you can fix it. If you can rectify by putting back in the right hand, you can rectify it. The Gemara is now, tomorrow, starting with the Gufa, it's going to go delve into the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's going to ask, what did you do? Where did this blood from? The blood's on the floor. Maybe it's nishma. How do you know that that's blood that was in the kosos? All the questions on Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't it batal? Everything's mixed up together.
I love the problem with the fact that the point you threw out, but it's not even one carbon.
Well, that's the idea. So that's another question they're going to ask, how it's different carbonos together. There's a whole ain't dam about al dam. It's all shitas of Rabbi Yehuda. We'll pick up tomorrow by the Gufa. Okay? Have a good day.